Well, hello. How's everyone doing today? That's great. Okay, here we are with part four of the Prosperity Series in January 2024. God has me pouring out wisdom of prosperity onto Canadians so that they can use these words of prosperity to better enhance and enrich their lives. This is the root of prosperity. What is prosperity? If these episodes are confusing you, you don't understand them, understand that that makes sense. Understand you don't have the knowledge. The knowledge I've dropped in this prosperity series is far beyond the comprehension of this classroom at this time. So there's deep wisdom here. Now, when you take the wisdom and you apply the wisdom throughout this prosperity series, that's when you manifest the tangible things. And we're going to come to this, that's what I just said in a scripture here. And for the record, God sends money. God hires people. God has infinite jobs, and computers send money. So we're going to read chapter 48 of Isaiah, and I love Isaiah. And so let's get these dates here. I'll do that in a subject. So I'm going to update the description to have the dates for all this material. So this may or may not be the end of this scriptures regarding to prosperity. I got another episode coming up after this, episode 5 on prosperity, but it's not going to be scripture. It's going to be something different. So one thing at a time. So this chapter 48 of Isaiah consists of two passages. The first one is refined for God's glory. Here we go. Refined for God's glory. And I'll read the whole passage out from beginning to end, and then I'll read out what stuck out to me. This is an advanced Lectio Divino framework, a spiritual tactic that I'm applying here, and I'm showing you guys the framework how to do it too. So here it goes. Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called the name of Israel, and have come forth from the wellsprings of Judea, who swear by the name of the Lord and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth or in righteousness, for they will call themselves after the holy city and lean on the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. I have declared the former things from the beginning. They went forth from my mouth, and I caused them to hear it. Suddenly I did them, and they became to pass. Because I knew that you were obstinate, and your neck was an iron sinew, and your brow bronze, even from the beginning I have declared it to you. Before it came to pass, I proclaimed it to you, lest you should say, my idol has done them, and my carved image and my molded image have commanded them. You have heard, see all this, and will you not declare it? I have made your hear new things from this time. Even hidden things. Let me see this again. You have heard, see all this, and you will declare it. And you will not declare it? That's saying God wants you to tell people what he's doing in your life to other people. That's how he works. That's through evangelism. I have made you hear new things from this time, even hidden things, and you did not know them. They are created now and not from the beginning. And before this day, you have not heard them. Lest you should say, of course I knew them. Surely you did not hear. Surely you did not know. Surely from long ago your ear was not open. For I knew that you would deal very treacherously and were called a transgressor from the womb. For my name's sake, I will defer my anger. And for my praise, I will restrain it from you. So that I do not cut you off. Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, I will do it. For how should my name be profaned? And I will not give my glory to another. So God's glory on social media, I've changed my headlines to "Long Live the King!" exclamation point. This will attract spiritual world. It'll attract force to you. So here, that was refined for God's glory out of Isaiah. And I'm going to read you the highlighted notes from that passage that I recorded because they correlate to prosperity. And that's what God triggered my heart. Jesus connected to my heart. Jesus is working through us now. Jesus abodes here. This is what connected with me the first time. Lord of hosts is his name. So if you want to copy prosperity, becoming a host, the Lord of hosts, that will increase your prosperity. I have declared the former things from the beginning. They went forth from my mouth, and I caused them to hear it. Just like me, I'm emitting these words. Holy Spirit is causing you, the men who are listening to this. This is a male audience, males 35 to 55 in Canada and United States. Mr. McDougall is here for you. Mr. McDougall is someone who can help you in all areas of life. I caused you to hear this message. Suddenly, I did them and they came to pass. You hear new things from this time, even hidden things, and you did not know them. They are created now and not from the beginning, and before this day you have not heard them. I will defer my anger, and for my praise I will restrain it from you, so that I do not cut you off. Behold, I have refined you. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. I am he. I am the first. I am also the last. Indeed, my hand has laid the foundations of the earth, and my right hand has stretched out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand up together. All of you, assemble yourselves and hear. The Lord loves him. His way will prosper. The Lord God and his Spirit have sent me. The Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. Oh, that you had heeded my commandments. Then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. The Lord has redeemed his wise servant Jesse. He caused the waters to flow from the rock for them. He also split the rock, and the riders gushed out. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. Okay, so what I did there was I went into the next passage, which is ancient plan of redemption. This is God's ancient plan of redemption. And I read through my highlighted notes before reading the whole passage. So I'm going to do it a second time. I'm going to read out my highlighted notes for a second time because this is powerful wisdom I'm imparting into you. So here we go. These are my highlighted notes in green because this is growth and development in the direction of prosperity. We're building ladders here, vibrational escrow of prosperity that's going to come into your life, into your bank account. God sends money. Computers send money. I am he. I am the first. I am also the last. Indeed, my hand has laid the foundations of the earth, and my right hand has stretched out to the heavens. When I call to them, they stand up together. All of you, assemble yourselves in here. The Lord loves him. His way will prosper. The Lord God and his Spirit have sent me. The Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One. I am the Lord, your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. Oh, that you had heeded my commandments. Then your peace would have been like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. The Lord has redeemed his wise servant Jesse. He caused the waters to flow from the rock for them. He also spilled the rock and the waters gushed out. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. So now I'm going to read the things I didn't, the words I didn't use, because to me they didn't pull me in terms of prosperity. Remember, we're hyper-focusing in this series for prosperity. But I'll read the other notes that I didn't, scriptures, words that I didn't highlight. And I'll read both passages, the words that I didn't highlight, okay? So I'm going to do this one more time. This is like a scalable Lectio Divino spiritual practice I'm doing. I talked about what Lectio Divino was. It's a 600-year-old, starting the 6th century, what you do. So I'm going to read over one more time the notes I covered here in Isaiah 48 related to prosperity, okay? The Bible's a huge book, and this series we're focusing on prosperity out of the Bible, and this will be the last part where Mr. McDougall's eye and God has directed me, and he wants everyone in Canada to hear this message. He wants everyone in the world to hear it, but I'm focused on running for Prime Minister 40 years from now in 2066. Here we go, for the third time. I'll read both passages together. Lord of hosts is his name. I have declared the former things from the beginning. They went forth from my mouth, and I caused them to hear it. Suddenly I did them, and they came to pass. You hear new things from this time, even hidden things, and you did not know them. They are created now and not from the beginning, and before this day you have not heard them. I will defer my anger, and for my praise I will restrain it from you, so that I do not cut you off. Behold, I have refined you. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. I am he. I am the first. I am also the last. Indeed, my hand has laid the foundation of earth, and my right hand has stretched out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand up together. All of you, assemble yourselves and hear. The Lord loves him. His ways will prosper. The Lord God and his Spirit have sent me. The Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One. I am the Lord, your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. Oh, that you had heeded my commandments. Then your peace would have been like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. The Lord has redeemed his wise servant Jesse. He caused the waters to flow from the rock for them. He also spilled the rock, and the waters gushed out. The Lord says, there is no peace for the wicked. Peace and profits, those are foundations and cornerstones of the office of Mr. McDougall, who will be running for Prime Minister 40 years from now in 2022. So next up, I'm going to read the words that I didn't highlight, okay? And the reason why I'm doing this, because I want to cover all the data and the spectrum. So if you hear words that I'm going to read now that trigger some type of prosperity in you, I want you to engage with this podcast and send a message here. You can engage with these podcasts, or maybe start leaving a comment or things that I want to hear what you have to say. I want your opinion on these words I'm going to read out next. If they triggered any stories in you related to prosperity, any ways that where you lost, say you lost money because of what you did, communicate that in the podcast, because we can learn from each other's mistakes. But if you can, that you can focus on what works, if anything works, what's working, what's not working, what can we do differently. So if you hear any words that relate into a positive prosperity situation where you got a yield, send a comment into this podcast. So here we go. These are the words that I have not highlighted because they did not trigger prosperity to me, to the levels of prosperity that I'm bringing you, the root source of words out of the Holy Bible in this current four-part series on prosperity. This is a gift for Canadians. Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called the name of Israel and have come forth from the wellsprings of Judea, who swear by the name of the Lord and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth or in righteousness, for they themselves after the holy city and lean on the God of Israel. Because I knew that you were obstinate and your neck was an iron sinew and your bow, your brow bronze, even the beginning I have declared it to you. Before it came to pass, I proclaimed to you, lest you should say, my idol has done them, my carved image and my molded image have commanded them. You have heard, see all this, and you will not declare it. I have made, lest you should say, of course I knew them. Surely you did not hear, surely you did not know, surely from long ago your ear was not open, for I knew that you would deal very treacherously, and were called a transgressor from the womb, for my mom's name's sake, but not as silver, for my own sake, I will do it. And I'm going to highlight that one again. For my own sake, for my own sake, I will do it. That means obedience. That means applying the laws, applying scriptures. So that's super valuable. For your own sake, tell yourself, I will do it. I will do the commands Mr. McDougall gives to you for your highest benefit. As soon as you can complete those commands, the sooner you're going to prosper. And those are the facts. No charge on the house. For how should my name be profaned, and I will not give my glory to another? That means give your glory to God, because God wants to feel like God. Give him his glory. Give him his due, man. Listen to me, O Jacob and Israel, my called, whom among them has declared these things. He shall do his pleasure on Babylon, and his arm shall be against the Chaldeans. I even have spoken. Yes, I have called him. I have brought him, and come near to me. Hear this, I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was I was there. And now thus say, O Israel, your descendants also would have been like the sand, and the offspring of your body like the grains of sand. His name would not have been cut off nor destroyed from me. Go forth from Babylon, flee from the Chaldeans, with a voice of singing declare, proclaim this, utter to the end of the earth, say, and they did not thirst when he led them through the deserts. That completes Isaiah chapter 48. And I'm interested to the strategies I'm using throughout this prosperity series. This hasn't been done before by me. So this isn't a Lectio Divino approach. It's built upon the framework of Lectio Divino, but I wonder if there's some other spiritual term that I'm not aware of doing this, but it's really good. I'm going through the chapter, the full context, and then telling you guys what I'm highlighting in terms of green. I'm a CPA, right? Follow the numbers, follow the leader. And then I'm giving you what I didn't highlight for prosperity, which is wisdom. So the thing with prosperity is you have to get the wisdom first. You have to get the wisdom first, then you apply the wisdom, and then you prosper. And prosperity is related to yield. You can say prosperity or yield, but we say yield because there's more to yielding than prosperity. And when I talk prosperity, a lot of people can't see beyond the transactional-based mindset, like carrot and donkey mindset. And that's good when you have to laser focus and hyper-focus on prosperity of the Bible, such that I made this series on prosperity. However, looking back at a macro level is a wise time of investment, because we're investing time here, fellas. You guys, my homies, the spirit of brotherhood is here. This is what this is. You guys have been listening to this podcast for years. Your life is in a better position because of this. So we're going to wrap this one up here. But the next step to get closer to me, to advance in the direction of Mr. McDougall's vortex, is to go to mrmcdougall.ca and become a constituent and fill out the constituency list. So have a great day. Take care. God bless you.